Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osia. We'll get to these guys coming up. The Jaguars are headed to San Diego for week two against the Chargers. But first, the Jags wrapped up the week of work on the practice field Friday. A couple of guys back on the practice field today. Arrows going up for Jeremy Parnell, the right tackle. He practiced full. That's good news. Dante Fowler Jr. back from an illness as well. But on the other side, Prince Amukamara did not practice again Friday, and he is out. He won't even travel to San Diego with the team. Chris Ivory as well will not travel with the team with a general medical issue.
What do you do without Prince?
We've got a plan with how we're going to jockey some things around, you know. But look for Gratz to play a lot more. As you prepare, you got to go through situations. You know, it could be an injury at wide receiver, could be an injury at running back, tight end. How would we adjust? So all that preliminary talk is done during the week.
All right, guys, let's get to it. This Jaguars team has, I guess, a second opportunity now. Week two, they didn't get the win last week. They get to go cross country and try to do it again.
Well, you can't undo the loss against Green Bay, but I think the second chance in the sense that you can come back across the country on Sunday night feeling like, hey, we should have beaten Green Bay. I think they feel like that. And now we've beaten San Diego. And now we're 1-1 and we're even. Let's get going. Let's go into Baltimore. So I think it's a second chance at that feeling that they came really close to having on Sunday night.
Yeah, and a second chance to show the fans who are still very excited. I was at a high school football game earlier this week, and the level of interest is off the charts to, you know, get after the passer with Dante Fowler and Yannick Ngakoue and Malik Jackson, who knows this San Diego team. You know, second chance to figure out how to run it, you know, until Chris Ivory gets back. Second chance for Blake Bortles, right? Going back to where he started his very first game a couple of years ago. Yep. So Sunday is an important day for this franchise to get it right.
You mentioned Ivory. He'll be sitting on the couch watching the game here in Jacksonville. So how do they get the run game going this week?
Well, John, you've made the point all week. It's got to start up front. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an accurate point because we know what T.J. Yeldon is. He's not a 27-30 carry guy. I'm not even sure he's a 20 carry guy if you want to keep him healthy for most of the season. So you're going to have to find a way to get Denard and Corey Grant involved. But truthfully, I have said all week that I believe that they will have to throw to set up the run, whereas I think they wanted to come into this season running to set up the throw.
Yeah, I think until Ivory gets back, you're right, it's what they have to do. I'm intrigued to see what they do with Corey Grant because I don't know that he's an 8 or 9 carry guy. I don't know that you're going to have him in situations where 7-play drive, he's there every time. But I think he is a wrinkle. They love his speed. They feel like there's a secret weapon element there. Haven't seen it during the regular season, and you wonder if maybe this is the week that you at least see some pop out of that.
Let's finish with the tight end on the other side, Antonio Gates. You might have heard of him. He's a pretty good football player, and he's torched the Jaguars in the past. So who and how do you cover Gates?
Well, it brings up the, is there some sort of secret plan with a laboratory back there trying to figure out how to get Miles Jack on him? Because that makes sense. That's what you feel like you drafted Miles Jack to do. Jonathan Cyprian, Telvin Smith, somebody's got to stop him. There has to be awareness on it. You feel like this secondary is better, and it doesn't matter if you can't cover the tight end and have his issues. He hurt him last year, so I would love to see Miles on him, but I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
In all honesty, when you said Cyprian, I went, what? Because he struggled with the tight end.
Sure.
You know, and so I don't think I'd do that. I think, and it's just me, I'm not Todd Walsh or Gus Bradley.
Well, I wouldn't, but they really haven't come off of that
yet. Well, no, I know. So. I know. That, but when you said I went, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I'd throw Jalen Ramsey out there if you're not going to put Miles Jack on him, especially without Keenan Allen, right? I mean, the other receivers that they've got aren't Keenan Allen. The best receiver and the guy that you're going to most is going to be this tight end. Ramsey's a battler, and I'd love to see a guy with his skills covering Antonio Gates. The Jags have never had anyone to line up across from him.
I think that was more possible until Prince Amukamara is out. Yeah. I doubt you take Jalen off the corner to do that, but we'll see.
Yeah, lots to watch this week. The Jaguars heading west to California to face the San Diego Chargers. And that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.